closed Broadway subway, Great Northern Way, Emily Carr Station is the area. Exceptional quality, exceptional price. Save $10 on 750 milliliter bottles of Don Julio Reposado until June 1st. Enjoy responsibly, 19 plus. We've got sun and hot, hot temperatures ahead today. This is going to be the day that everyone's been talking about. High of 24 at the water, 29 inland, and then Humidex high too, 29 to 34. Right now, it is 13 degrees.
Move 103.5's what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Candles are still burning at a memorial for 15-year-old Abbotsford teen Billy Ledoux at Larch Park. The teen was stabbed to death last weekend in the park. Two youths who were arrested near the scene have now been cleared of any involvement. Police say their investigation is still in the early stages, but there are indications the attack was not random, and they're encouraging anyone with information to contact IHIT. Parliament is back to work with a lot of new faces in the House of Commons. Prime Minister Mark Carney will be facing his first question period today, alongside dozens of other MPs who were elected for the first time last month. King Charles formally opened Parliament yesterday with a speech from the throne. The Liberal government says it will move quickly to pass a promised one-point cut to the bottom income tax bracket. Talks expected to continue today in the Canada Post labour dispute. The union representing thousands of postal workers has been in a strike position since last week, but has opted instead for an overtime ban. And Denmark will now have the highest retirement age in Europe after lawmakers there voted to raise it to 70. The raise is needed in order to be able to afford proper welfare for future generations.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, an iHeart Radio station.
Real friends, real fun,
and Drew Show. Let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
The first play of the day for the $1,000 minute on the way at 7:35. The answer to question one is Basque. Basque. B-A-S-K. It's Basque.
Good luck. Hopefully that saves you some time and wins you some money at 7:35. Coming up in just a few moments, the cutest thing in Vancouver. It may be very well the cutest thing in the city right now, but it's got to be super annoying for at least one person. That in just a moment. But first, it's Shaggy. Move 103.5. Good morning.
Shaggy with a combination with your mix. Flip this one for your musical disc.
Attention. Yeah. She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, lady.
You're a queen. And that's how you should be treated. Though you never get the loving that you needed.
Yeah.
Put a left but a call and you heeded. Begged and I pleaded. Mission completed. And I said that's how you night this the program. Not the type to mess around with your emotion.
Yeah.
But the feeling that I have for you is so strong. Been together so long and this could never be wrong.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than you must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Say, girl, I surrender.
Thanks for giving me your love.
Girl, in spite of my behavior, well, you are my savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Well, girl, I surrender.
So thanks for giving me your love.
Cause it's one big party when you're still young. And who's gonna have your back when it's all done? It's all good when you live for your pure fun. Can't be a fool, son, what about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking much shanty, always I mention. Tell me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, lady. Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than
fun. This is the Nat and Drew Show. Move Radio. is the Nat and Drew Show. Move 1035.
Babe, don't make a sound. 2 a.m. love, gotta keep it down. Don't wait around for a signal now. Give me some verb, I ain't talking now. You wanna ride in the six. You wanna dine in the six. But when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some pics. And I'm like, hell no, nah, been waiting too long. Hell no, nah, I want that cruel love. Hell no, nah, been waiting too long. Hell no, nah, I want that cruel love. Body in my, losing all my innocence. Yeah, body in my, finding all my. Incidental. My bad, never got the memo that you never have fun while you're in the limo. Yeah, you wanna ride in the six. You wanna dine in the six. But when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some pics. And I'm like, hell no, been waiting too long.
Luxury on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Well, it very well may be the cutest thing in Vancouver right now, but it has also got to be super annoying for at least one person. Have you seen the pictures of the video of the little coyote pups that were out playing and frolicking in front of a house on West 23rd in Vancouver? There's seven coyote pups.
There's seven.
Seven of them. And they're jumping around, and they're playing, and they're stretching, and they're yawning. And CTV News talked to Devin Yu, who's a wildlife photographer who's been photographing wildlife in and around Vancouver for 25 years. He says he's seen, obviously, as so many of us had, ton of coyotes, but never their offspring, never the little pups out in the daylight. I mean, oh, my gosh, it's so cute. He's like, these are some of my favorite photos that I have ever taken now.
Of course.
Of these little coyote pups just playing and frolicking out front.
On a lawn.
On someone's lawn.
In the middle of
the
day.
It's so cute. It's so cute.
It's so cute, but it's not good.
Guess where those pups live? Under the front steps of that house.
Like the owner has known that and is okay with it?
Well, that's the den. That's where the coyotes built their den. And once they build their den, as I understand it, you can't move it.
They move. They do have more than one den. Coyotes actually have more than one den. Generally speaking, this could be like these could be a new parent situation. Maybe they can't afford two dens.
Right.
I don't know. But generally speaking, they have more than one den.
Wow.
It's such a bad idea.
I was doing some reading about it last night. The reading that I did said that coyotes generally don't build their den until about 2 to 3 weeks before they give birth.
Right.
And then once they built their den, if they're there, you have to basically wait until they leave on their own accord. You can't move them, and you got to wait until those babies are ready to go.
Going to college?
Yeah, pretty much. Like basically once they're born, like they don't leave on their own, at least again, what on the reading I was doing last night, for 3 to 4 months. So
Wow.
If coyotes build a den under your front steps, maybe you're right, Nat, but I don't know how much, I'm sure you are right, but I just don't know how much moving around the coyotes do with their pups, like at a young age. I would think they would stay close to the den at which they were born at. And then if they're there until they're 3 or 4 months, you got coyotes under your steps for the summer.
Yeah.
Seven.
Yeah. Yeah. I know they do have more than one den. Now, maybe when they actually have pups, they're not moving around as much, but I know raccoons, they will move their babies around. Raccoons also have it. I know it's obviously a different species, but it's just like, if you have animals or if you have kids and you live in that house.
Yeah.
Scary. Like,
it's very scary. And I think 100. You would have to have, you know, like a humane, wildlife relocator
100%.
Come and help you. You can't just be expected to live with the coyotes under your den.
Not sure it's legal to move them, to have them moved, like with babies, with babies that are three, four weeks old.
I don't know. But you know what I'm doing right now? So we don't have a ton of coyotes, I think, in our neighborhood, but we have like a ton of skunks and a ton of raccoons.
Yes.
And one of the things that, and all those animals, coyotes included, they all hate vinegar. They hate the smell of vinegar. So all I do every single day is and I spray apple cider vinegar on everything because we were having skunks come in and out from underneath our front porch. And I'm like, I'm sorry, you're very cute. My dog goes bananas when you're here. You have to leave. And vinegar is like just a really easy fix.
Yeah.
We had some skunks living under our front porch at one point in Vancouver, and they had a family. And it was the cutest thing for a little bit. And then it wasn't because we had birthday parties and, you know, barbecues and stuff, and they would let them rip. Those skunks, they would do their thing.
I think that's just their,
it's like Uncle John.
No, seriously. And it was like not great at all.
And you're like, it's not me. Excuse me. Not me.
Trust me. We have skunks under the deck.
New. Nostalgic. Unmistakably Canadian.
I want to look in my eyes and you can tell.
Made in Canada delivers 100% homegrown hits all day, every day. Tap into Made in Canada now on iHeartRadio.ca or the free iHeartRadio app. Proudly powered by All Your Friends Fest, June 28th and 29th, featuring Avril Lavigne, Simple Plan, and more.
What did you do?
I saved her.
Crave is the exclusive home of HBO's biggest series, The Last of Us.
I'm your back. You're mine.
Stream all episodes of the Emmy-winning hit critics call breathtaking, shattering, and a masterpiece.
By the time the sun comes up tomorrow, you'll be dead.
The Last of Us, an HBO original. All episodes stream now, only on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes auto pay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
This May, iHeartRadio celebrates Asian Heritage Month. Discover powerful stories, vibrant cultures, and unforgettable music. From inspiring podcasts to playlists that span East, South, Southeast, and West Asian artists, we're honoring the voices shaping our world. Listen now on the free iHeartRadio app.
Baby, let me see it.
And at iHeartRadio.ca.
We hope you're enjoying your Air Canada flight.
Rocky's vacation, here we come. Whoa, is this economy? Free beer, wine, and snacks. Sweet! Fast free Wi-Fi means I can make dinner reservations before we land. And with live TV, I'm not missing the game. It's kind of like I'm already on vacation. Nice.
On behalf of Air Canada, nice travels.
Wi-Fi available to Aeroplan members on equipped flights. Sponsored by Bell. Conditions apply. See aircanada.com.
Tariffs, exchange rates, cash flow. In the face of the current storm, Canadian entrepreneurs need to forge ahead. In BDC, the Business Development Bank of Canada is with you every step of the way with strategic advice and financing solutions adapted to your reality. It's time to take action, to tackle the uncertainty, and to come out stronger. Together, let's keep moving forward. BDC. Financing, advising, know-how.
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, get up to 20% off almost everything. Hurry, it's for a limited time only. Speak to a sleep expert for details, only at Sleep Country. Proudly Canadian for over 30 years.
Get ready for a treasure hunting weekend at the Old Farmhouse Vintage Market. This Saturday and Sunday at the Maple Ridge Fairgrounds, shop rows of vendors with curated collections of home decor, furniture, collectibles, and handmade goods. Refresh your home for spring and discover one-of-a-kind pieces. Admission is just $5 at the door, children 12 and under free. Find out what unique treasures are waiting for you at the Old Farmhouse Vintage Market. This Saturday and Sunday at the Albion Barns in the Maple Ridge Fairgrounds.
Thinking of ways to help your kids get ahead in life? Invest in their future with Atlin at Clayton Crest. Modern presale condos in West Clayton from just $299,990. With the future SkyTrain station steps away and Simon Fraser University and UBC Surrey just 15 minutes from home, you'll be giving them a head start where it counts. They're growing up fast, and this is your chance to help them take their first step into the market. Secure their future today. Visit atlincondos.ca to register now.
There are many reasons Chambers Plan is Canada's number one plan for employee benefits, including number one, no minimum firm size. Maybe your company is just you in your living room making it happen. Great, you can apply. Chambers Plan was designed specifically to protect small businesses from home-based startups to growing companies up to 50 employees or more. And best of all, Chambers Plan can grow and evolve with the needs of your company. Chambers Plan, Canada's number one plan for employee benefits. Interested? Learn more at chamberplan.ca.
Your Penticton trip must include a visit to Upper Bench, Canada's only winery and creamery under one roof. The patio is the perfect spot for award-winning wine paired with baked cheese dishes, cheese boards, and their famous authentic Neapolitan-style pizzas, all made with their own handcrafted cheese. Upper Bench uses 100% BC-grown grapes and is home to Canada's only wine and cheese club. For more info and to buy wine and cheese online, visit upperbench.ca.
Plan your Penticton trip now at visitpenticton.com.
Good morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Couple of issues with construction. We've got construction on the Granville Street Bridge this morning. North approach at Granville Street, it's closed. And there's a concrete pour westbound curb lane on Great Northern Way. The Broadway subway station to Great Northern Way, Emily Carr Station, is affected. We also have a crash in New West, 10th Avenue westbound at Canada Way. And in Poco, a crash, Maryhill Bypass westbound is blocked and detoured onto Broadway. Starting this Friday, visit Shoppers Drug Mart for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points, valid in-store and online. We've got sunshine ahead today. It's going to be beautiful and hot. The high will be 24 at the water, 29 inland. Humidex is high this morning, and right now it's 13 degrees.
Thanks, Erin. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Coming up, the cast of Survivor Season 50 has been announced, and there's at least one surprise. We'll have that for you and more coming up on What's Trending.
$1,000 Minute 2 at 7:35. Here's Phil Collins on Move. Collins on Move 103.5. Well, he's a phenomenal hockey player. I'm just not sure how much of a social media influencer he is yet.
What's trending?
Canucks captain Quinn Hughes is phenomenal, a natural talent. But when it comes to being an Instagram star, well, things are a little more raw. Things are a little more raw and unpolished there for Quinn Hughes. He and his brother Jack partnered with Bath and Body Works to promote some Father's Day gift ideas on Instagram.
We're going to tee up with the ocean deodorant. It's got a cool, strong smell. If you don't want to use that, we got the mahogany teakwood body spray. And lastly, their new Honorable cologne to keep you smelling fresh. Happy Father's Day, Dad. Happy Father's Day, Jimmy.
There you go. I don't know why Jack calls Dad and Quinn calls him Jimmy.
I love it.
That's the way it goes. They're in a big echoey room. The lighting is terrible. And the comments on the video are just hysterical. One person here, why does Quinn look like he's going through hell? You can tell it looks like it took 50 takes. Blink twice if you need rescuing. And my personal favorite, this is what it's like when you're paired with a student athlete for a class presentation.
So sorry.
It's very cute. It's very endearing.
So it's Bath and Body Works?
Bath and Body Works. And Father's Day gift ideas is pitched by two of the three Hughes
brothers.
That's
just such an interesting endorsement, collab opportunity for the Hughes brothers. You just really wouldn't associate them, per se, with...
Some rough and tough hockey players that just want to get their dad the very best.
I kind of love that.
Oh, yes. Brilliant.
All right. Get ready for Survivor 50 in the hands of the fans. All right. So this is actually not airing until February 2026, but it is people voting on who's going to be coming back for the 50th season of Survivor. 25 years after Survivor first premiered. The big surprise this morning, some say, is Mike White. Mike White, who is the creator of White Lotus, and who actually got his start on Survivor, but he is one of the people that's coming back. And the reason being is that he just really loves, he loves reality TV, and he really loves Survivor. He says, as somebody who actually writes drama, it's like, I love watching real people, even though it's reality and you can, you know, think some things are contrived or whatever. There's still real stuff going on there. So Mike White is coming back. Jenna Lewis Doherty from the show's first season is coming back. Some other names you might know, Ozzy, from season 13, the Cook Island season, Colby Donaldson from season 2, he's coming back. And then there's going to be, I think like every spot's been filled except for two spots because there's a current season or whatever that's happening right now.
Aaron's diehard Survivor fan. Did you saw Mike White's season?
Yes.
And that was before anybody really knew who he was.
And I was like, wow, you look like, I don't know. I couldn't place it. And then he was involved. What was his thing before White Lotus?
I don't know. Sorry, Sammy. On Mike?
He was in School of Rock. He wrote School of Rock, and he played Mr. Schneebly.
Okay.
Yeah, so he has, you know, he's written some great stuff before White Lotus. So it was like, and then a few people kind of knew who he was, but most people had no idea. We just knew that he was a super fan, and he played well, and he was a real character. It was wonderful. And it's always fun to watch the super fans because they know how to play.
For sure, and see the returning veterans. Now, I don't know what this means about the premiere date of season 4 of White Lotus. If Mike White is going back to the islands to do another season of Survivor.
Now I'm really angry.
I would think that this would mean there's no White Lotus season 4 next year.
Okay, like I honestly wasn't that invested in this story, but like now that White Lotus season 4 might be put on hold, now I'm upset.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
Malone and Morgan Wallen on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show and time to play the $1,000 Minute.
Caller 25 looking for you, 604-280-1035. Play after Luke Calla on Move.
How sweet.
The $1,000 minutes. Your daughter's in the car with you, Abby?
Yeah, her name's Brianna and her friend Palace.
Brianna and the, sorry, the friend's name?
Palace.
Palace. And then how old are Brianna and Palace?
They're 11.
11. And are they going to be helpful, Abby?
I'm not sure. Hopefully.
Okay, well,
we'll find out. A little test.
Yeah.
A little test before school here this morning for Abby and Palace.
Brianna. Did you promise ice cream or anything like that if you win big?
Oh, we'll share the winnings. Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, Abby, let's get you $1,000. 1 minute on the clock, 10 questions, all 10 right. $1,000 is yours. If not, it is $10 for each correct question. And if you don't know something, say pass. If there's time, we'll come back to it.
Okay.
Good luck, Abby. Here we go. The $1,000 minute starts now. Is a group of crocodiles called a snap or a basque?
A snap.
It's Kylie Minogue's birthday. She had a hit called Can't Get You Out of My
Head.
What's the oldest ride at the P&E and Playland?
The coaster.
What chocolate bar came first, Snickers or Kit Kat?
Kit Kat.
What denomination of U.S. currency is being discontinued this year?
Ooh, the dollar?
What do you call the act of burning a wound to stop the bleeding?
Cauterizing.
Where would you buy a Billy bookshelf?
IKEA.
How many Final Destination movies have there been? 5, 6, or 7?
7.
Name 2 teams still alive in the NHL playoffs.
Ooh, the Edmonton Oilers and pass.
Was Free Fallin' a hit for John Mellencamp or Tom Petty?
Tom Petty.
And two teams still alive in the playoffs?
Dallas.
Yes, yeah. Dallas, Edmonton, and Dallas, Florida, and Carolina, the other two. Okay, so definitely good news. Some ice cream money here, just not the $1,000. A group of crocodiles is called a basque, not a snap. Then you get the next two, right? Snickers came before Kit Kat, though. Snickers came out in 1930. The denomination of U.S. currency that's being discontinued this year is the penny. Then the next two are right. And then there have been six Final Destination movies, not seven.
So five correct answers and $50 for you for ice cream.
Thank you.
Is it too early for ice cream?
Never. No. Never. Thank you, Adam.
Real friends.
Real fun. This is the Nat and Drew Show.
$1,000 Minute. We play twice each weekday morning, 7:35 and 9:35. So time for you to play later. It's powered by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Coming up just after 8 o'clock this morning, chance to play Hot or Cold for Katy Perry tickets. Not just tickets, but tickets to the suite. That's on the way just after 8, before 8 o'clock. It's a Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll get into the weirdness at about 7:50.
The biggest songs in the world. You've heard them countless times. Now, learn the details of how they came to be. Join Ruby Carr for Encore, the stories behind the songs you love. New interviews and newly unearthed archive footage make for a fascinating weekly deep dive. Stream Encore, the stories behind the songs you love on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
A star-studded field of golfers.
Rory McIlroy on fire.
Led by our nation's best.
Oh, Canada!
Contend for the Canadian crown.
Oh, my goodness!
The RBC Canadian Open, June 5th to the 8th, on TSN and TSN Plus.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Crave is your destination for the summer's hottest reality series. Love Island USA is back. The new season streams June 3rd. Subscribe at Crave.ca. Crave, proudly Canadian.
We love our kids.
They're 2 and 4.
But we really don't
want to have more. So get a vasectomy.
Okay.
If you want to get next to me.
I do.
So I'll book us an appointment today without delay.
Doctors Neil Pollock and Jack Chang offer a no scalpel, no needle vasectomy performed in less than 10 minutes. Book an appointment today at PollockClinics.com.
Your sneakers are staring directly at you. You try to look away, but you can't. You're lace to face. They're saying, Rome wasn't built in a day, and your six-pack won't be either. But you've got to start somewhere. Stop staring. Put us on. Take that first step, or lunge, or squat. Start small. Start somewhere. Join for $7.99 every 2 weeks at fitforlast.ca and experience fitness simplified. Some conditions apply. Fit for Last. Everybody happy.
It takes a team to deliver our healthcare. Right now, our team is playing shorthanded. Healthcare workers are exhausted, and that's when injuries happen, and when there are gaps in our care. Let's get behind our team and hire more workers with better pay and better working conditions so they don't get burned out. Supporting the team of people who deliver our healthcare? That's something we could all celebrate. A message from the Hospital Employees Union.
This product may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair?
Hair volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, hair volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier-looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding, thin, and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with hair volume. Available as a tablet or gummy. Hair volume is available at Shoppers Drug Mart, Walmart, Loblaws, and London Drugs, or online at Amazon and newnordic.ca.
Hometown Heroes Lottery is your ticket to BC Real Estate in Vancouver, the Lower Mainland, the Okanagan, or Vancouver Island.
Buy now for the $80,000 summer bonus this year with seven winners.
Choose from an SUV hybrid, furniture and travel package, or cash prizes.
Summer bonus deadline this Friday.
Order today at heroeslottery.com.
Supporting VGH and UBC Hospital Foundation and the BC Professional Firefighters Burn Fund. 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices at Spence.
Zero?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
Hell yes!
Spence will not be raising its prices.
I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence.
Woo!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
Driving somewhere fun this summer? Don't let a chip in your windshield ruin your plans. At Speedy Glass, we know that a small chip can spread fast and turn a simple repair into a full replacement. But the good news? We can fix it in just 60 minutes. And it's free if you're insured. So before you hit the highway, stop by Speedy Glass. And if you need us while you're on the road, we have locations all across Canada. Just book an appointment at speedyglass.ca. Details and conditions at speedyglass.ca.
Speedy Glass replaced.
Hi, I'm present-day Linda, formerly the future Linda that was going to Arizona. But when past Linda decided she wanted to stay local, she used Envision Financial's preferred member exchange rate to convert her U.S. dollars to Canadian, which is great, because now I'm fishing in Linda Lake, B.C.
Visit the Envision Financial website for details on our preferred member exchange rate. Future you will thank you. Terms and conditions apply. Available to members of First West Credit Union.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We have police activity right now on the Alex Fraser northbound at the south end, and that's impacting the merge lanes. And in New West, a crash, 10th Avenue westbound at Canada Way. We have heavy delays there. And in Poco, a crash, Maryhill Bypass westbound at Broadway. Traffic using the left turn lane to get by. Grow your savings while you do life with a Scotiabank Momentum Plus savings account and enjoy a competitive interest rate. Visit scotiabank.com/MPSA. We've got a hot one ahead. Sunshine today, a high of 24 at the water, 29 inland, already 15 degrees.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl. Crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day, living in Reseda, there's a freeway, running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
It's the party game we play on Wednesday mornings. Would you rather? It is going to be so hot today. So stinking hot. So for this, would you rather go swimming in Kit's pool in a thong or in jeans? And it's packed because it's Kit's pool.
I'm going to my jeans.
Honestly.
Yeah. I'm not a thong guy.
Thong.
Yeah, I know I'm going to look ridiculous in jeans, but guess how I'm also going to look ridiculous? In a thong. So I'm going with the jeans.
Yeah, I feel it's different for a dude for sure. I'm putting the thong on. I'm rocking the thong.
And
I'm just getting in that water so freaking fast, and I'm not coming out until it's nighttime.
Until it's dark.
Right?
The pool's closed.
Just shriveled.
They're like, excuse me, ma'am.
I'm just shriveled.
We have to close the pool.
Aaron will be the first one in the pool, last one out.
Yeah.
So you know how clean that pool water is going to be.
Come on.
It's fine. There's chlorine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fine.
Yeah. Exactly. I won't eat or drink all day.
Just be in the hot sun, dehydrated.
Incredibly hangry by the time the pool closes.
Yeah.
I've struggled with this one because I'm definitely not a thong person. But the idea is that because the thing is at a beach, like nobody really, or at a pool, like nobody really is truly looking at you like you think people are looking at you. So I think the thing is, so to wear the thong, it's probably you'll get less looks than wearing the jeans.
There you go.
A big dude walking on the beach in a thong. I'm sorry, not to make it all about me. It's going to get looks. It's going to get looks.
You're going to move quickly into the water.
Right?
I will get looks with jeans. There's no question about it. I will just feel more comfortable in the jeans than I will the thong.
I think I'm doing the thong with Aaron, but I also I'm waiting till dark to come out.
Right.
But I will ask you, Drew, in your jeans, if you could get me something from the snack
I'm
bar.
I'm not bringing it. Actually, you know what I'll do? I'll keep plying you both with drinks. Because I'm in and out in like 2 minutes.
Yes.
I don't care.
Yes.
And so I'll just keep bringing you drinks, and you'll have to stay in that pool all day long. I appreciate the optimism that's in the question that Kit's pool is going to open this year, too. That was nice.
Middle of June.
Fingers crossed.
Come on.
So it seems like most people seem uncomfortable with the idea of a thong.
Yeah.
That's why 62% say they'd rather go in jeans.
Babies.
Nearly two-thirds.
Join us in the pool. It will stay all day.
You keep telling us in other situations, though, that thongs are no fun.
They're not.
Yet you are both all in on the thong.
They're terrible. I find them so uncomfortable. But I just think that I'll get more looks in jeans.
I agree.
Would you rather your coworkers mistakenly think you're a lunch thief or a bathroom stinker? you're the one that goes in the bathroom.
I would rather be the bathroom stinker.
Anyway, Drew's in the bathroom again.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. That stinky things happen in the bathroom.
Yeah. I agree.
You're like a corrupt, morally bankrupt person if you steal other people's lunch.
100.
This is mistakenly. Like, you're neither, right? But it's just what people think. It could be the lunch is going missing. I think it's probably blah, blah, blah.
I get that. But they think, even if you're not, people think that you're morally bankrupt because you steal lunches. Otherwise, if you're just a stinky guy in the bathroom, like, that's okay.
I see that you're going stinky.
I'd much rather be
Aaron
stinky.
Aaron is stinky.
100.
I'm going morally bankrupt. I'm not. I know I'm not.
I know.
But I do not want to be like labeled with the idea that I have horrific IBS.
This doesn't surprise any of us because we know, like, you don't even like to go to the bathroom here.
No.
Like, it's well documented. Like, you have some issues, I personally think, around.
Probably. But I'm okay with it. And you know what? I'm okay with it. I would rather be mistakenly thought of as the person that will rifle through somebody else's lunch bag.
Morally bankrupt person.
Yeah.
It's a slim majority, but you're with it, Nat.
Oh.
53% would rather be known as the lunch thief than the bathroom stinker.
Okay, you all have issues.
I agree. It's the bathroom.
Who cares? It's just like, what's going on? Like, it's just like, what is going on with your intestines? It's just no.
Nat. What? Most things that are left behind in the bathroom smell.
No, they don't.
Oh, Nat's doesn't. Well, that's a whole other narrative, isn't it?
Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather Wednesday?
You can vote in all of our different Would You Rathers on the Nat and Drew Show Instagram. Just click on our stories.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no she praises, an image she prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we're made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. 'Cause cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars, see, you're beautiful. With stars and we're beautiful. Oh, oh, oh. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars, see, you're beautiful. With stars and we're beautiful.
She has dreams to be an envy, so she starving, you know, cover girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away. She don't see her perfect. She don't understand. She's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little.
With Woo 103.5 traffic. Oh boy, just a bit of a list all of a sudden of traffic issues has popped up. We have police activity on the Alex Fraser northbound South End. In New West, a crash 10th Avenue westbound at Canada Way. Heavy delays there. And in Poco, a crash Maryhill bypass westbound at Broadway. Traffic using the left turn lane to get by that problem. Did you know you could be at risk of getting severe COVID-19 just by being over 60? Ask your pharmacist or doctor about prescription treatments for mild to moderate COVID-19. We've got a hot one ahead today, and actually this is pretty big news. It's going to be very, very hot, record-breaking hot today, and then temperatures drop back down tomorrow. But for today, here's what's expected. A high of 24 at the water, 29 inland. The humidex is high as well. Right now, it's 15 degrees.
Move 103.5's what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
A memorial was held last night for 15-year-old Abbotsford teen Bill Ledoux at Larch Park in Abbotsford. Candles are still burning this morning. The teen was stabbed to death last weekend in the park. Two youths who were arrested near the scene have now been cleared of any involvement in the stabbing. Police say their investigation is in the early stages. There are no indications the attack was not random, and they're encouraging anyone with information to contact IHIT. Parliament gets back to work with a lot of new faces in the House of Commons. Prime Minister Mark Carney, of course, the newest face, and then many of the MPs who were elected for the first time last month will be joining. King Charles formally opened Parliament yesterday with a speech from the throne. The minority Liberal government says it will move quickly to pass a promised one-point cut at the bottom income tax bracket. Talks continue today in the Canada Post labor dispute. The union representing thousands of postal workers has been in a strike position since last week, but has opted instead for an overtime ban that remains in effect. And a guy in Virginia was arrested this week and charged with property damage after he painted his own crosswalk on a busy street. He used spray chalk to make it, and he wants the city to put something permanent there to slow drivers down, and just could not wait any longer.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Hugh Jackman and his soon-to-be ex-wife have reportedly reached a settlement behind closed doors. Details in What's Trending.
Plus, tickets to see Katy Perry in a suite. You can call in to play Hot or Cold after Sabrina Carpenter on Move.